Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome to the Smash Factor for the Truist Championship. A one-time fill-in this year as Wells Fargo moves to next week with the PGA Championship. I guess Quail Hollow is hosting the PGA Championship, so there is no Wells Fargo this year, so a new course for the PGA Tour up in the Northeast. A couple weeks off for me. I never do pod for Zurich. I just kind of put out material for the premium members on the site. Last week, just the way work fell and travel and last day of the month, it was just a crazy week, so I was unable to get the pod out. Still did all the content, but we're back this week. It is a super early Wednesday morning for me. Solo parent this week as Mama Gump is traveling at a work conference, her annual national conference. So I've had the kiddos by myself all week. Always fun times. Easier now since they're both older, but still handful when you're by yourself. So I'm getting this out early. I'll try to post it earlier than lunch. I have crazy busy day as well, but hopefully get it out plenty of time for sure before lunch or by lunch, but hopefully before lunch. Last week been good on the betting side. 2 weeks ago, we hit Griffin and Novak 28-1. Last week we hit the double with Scotty and Bryson 27-1. Which isn't, you know, something it's more of a safety net, I guess, when you have a week like that where Scotty is such a big favorite. And I do those doubles every week, but it kind of has a ground floor, you know, helps the week out a little bit. 2 weeks ago was nice. I mean, the Novak was a good hit. They look sharp. Novak continues to look sharp. He'll be a strong contender this week. Potential play. DraftKings was okay. Bubbled last week. Only did a bullet. I didn't go Scotty. I went Spieth instead. Had a 5-6. 6-6 was pretty low last week. So it had life, but without – I think Scotty in my contest was 49% owned. And even though Spieth, especially with the Sunday charge, finished, you know, extremely well, and the rest of my guys did well, I was cashing for a while, but wound up bubbling late. If you didn't have Scotty, it made it tough to even min cash. A lot of 5 and 6 is cash, but most of those were the gap between even Scotty and Spieth was so much that if you had a 5 and 6 Scotty over 5 and 6 Spieth potentially was just too much to overcome. So rare that I'm going to go there for that, you know, when he's that high owned, that high price, and he did what he had to do. It just is what it is. And you take it and move on. I enjoyed watching it. I mean, it was, you know, phenomenal display of, you know, playing by him. Give some nice storylines as we head to the PGA Championship. We'll see what happens this week. He's not playing this week, but, you know, Spieth ramping up, maybe a little bit of talk about, can he do the Grand Slam now that Rory has closed his? Spieth obviously just needs a PGA Championship. I think he's looking as good as he had in many years. Bryson, again, won last week, so he's looking good. And he's been in the final group, you know, 4 or 5 weeks in a row between LIV and the Masters. So a lot of – and Rory, obviously, coming off winning the Masters, you know, I think he still finished top five at Zurich, and that was him basically not even touching a club between the Masters and Zurich. So I expect to see a little better showing from him this week. But, you know, he's going to be in fine form, and he loves Quail Hollow. So really some big names all coming in great form next week. It'll be interesting to see how things shake out. I'm interested to see – I know they'll put the pricing out early like they normally do. Interesting to see how they maneuver that, considering with so many guys doing well that are potentially going to be the higher price guys on the board. You know, Rom still gets respect. So I'm interested to see the difference in – well, I mean, I think pricing – I know pricing is going to come out before this week's over. So I think it's going to be close between Rory and Scotty, but I do think they'll still have Scotty slightly higher. That'll be the interesting part is what's the price on them and how close are they? Because I think that'll kind of dictate a little bit of the DraftKings stuff. But that'll be an interesting, you know, conversation and build and strategy next week when we get there. But we'll get through this one first. No-cut event, signature event, 72-man field. If you want to join us, PGA Champ, betting site. DraftKings has been good. We've had some great green screens in the Slack over the last several weeks, even though, you know, like last week I bubbled, but the core was good. And I put in the article, my final article was Scotty's the play if you think he's going to win. If not, you know, then, you know, I had like Spieth and those other guys, and it was just a decision. Do you think he's going to win? If you do, play him and you do well. And guys did that and they did well. So, and a great stretch of tournaments coming up, you know, PGA Championship, Colonial, you know, which I like, and especially since the renovation, I think it's going to play even better. Last year was the first year, so we'll see how – and they've got a ton of rain because we've got a ton of rain here. So I think those greens won't be as firm. But we'll see how that shakes out next week. Memorial, always a great one. RBC Canadian Open, then the U.S. Open. Then after that, the Travelers, which will be another signature event and always a fun watch. So a great stretch right now of golf. If you want to join, PGA Champ gets you 30% off and includes a seven-day free trial. I think with the – code, you can get a month for like $7 for the content, Slack, all that. If you want the full tools, model builder, you know, lineup generator, all that, it's like 14, 15 bucks a month with that code as well for a month. Like I said, Truist Championship at the Philly Cricket Club up in Philadelphia, par 70, 7,100, 20 yards or so. It's an old A.W. Tillinghast design restored by Keith Foster. One of my favorite courses that I've been a member at when we lived up in Tulsa was the A.W. Tillinghast design, and I like his designs. I like his courses in general. Bent grass design, which mine was as well. Two par fives, four par threes. You know, it's an older classic style course. I think in the right conditions, it would play tough or somewhat tough, fast and firm. I think they could make this play, you know, where you're 12, 13, 14 under. But they've just gotten a lot of rain, and it's going to be soft. Potentially, I don't know if they'll have ball in hand tomorrow. I don't know how much rain they get. They got some yesterday. I don't know how much they'll get today. There's none in the forecast for Thursday, but then it's going to rain a decent amount Friday. So you may get ball in hand Friday and Saturday, depending on how much they get Friday. No rain on the weekend. Winds pick up Saturday quite a bit. Sunday looks fairly nice. Thursday looks great. I think they're going to go attack the course. And if it's ball in hand, we'll see some low scores for sure. With the conditions, I think you're going to see closer to a 18 to 20 under type winning score versus, you know, 13, 14, 15, something like that. So a little bit of a birdie fest, but it's going to be more condition-based than I think the course. Again, no cut event. So, you know, we can be a little more aggressive in some of the builds. For me, I'm looking at stats this week. I went good drives, good approach, stroke gain irons, opportunities inside 18 feet, par four, DK scoring, and birdie or better. Obviously, no one's played here ever, or this first time the tour is here, so there's no course history per se. Four in the 10K range, six in the 9K range, 10 in the 8K range, 20 in the 7K range, 31 in the 6K range. They do have Rory priced up, not near as the gap that Scotty was last week, but obviously a much stronger field this week. He's 12K, then the next highest is 10.5. But Scotty got to 14,000 on Sunday, and it was just – and he still was in a lot of the winning lineups, even though Spieth, it was a conundrum because I was like, well, Spieth was almost $4,000 cheaper. Spieth outscored him, but Scotty was still like 50-something percent owned in round four contests. Actually, more than that. I think 65% in some. And so the combinations that could be had with Scotty was much more. Spieth was 10% owned, right? So I went Spieth even on round four. And it wasn't – I mean, he outscored Scotty barely by like a point or two for $4,000 less. But when you had so many more combinations that you could pair up with Scotty, he was obviously still going to be live. So I'm really interested next week to kind of see, do they bring back the 5K range because they're going to have so many guys they price up or whatnot. But that'll be something we'll look into. Rory, I think it's fair, but I thought he'd be a little more gap, to be honest. I think he's a lot closer to Scotty than maybe what we see here. I think Scotty would have been higher than $1,500 more than the next price, minus Rory. Obviously, I think him and Rory would be close, but let's say Rory wasn't here and Scotty was. I think Scotty would be higher than 12 if Colin, who's 10-5, was the next highest. So I think it's a little bit of a discount, if you look at it that way, on Rory. A little bit cheaper gap than what we even saw last week. Again, I know it's a stronger field, but a little bit of a surprise there, but not too crazy. Same format as usual. I'll give you the Sweet 16, three that I like, and a Bubble Boy. Fade of the week, sleeper of the week, some gut feel plays. Betting top five of the pop and two long shots provided by Underdog. Dollar for dollar match. And then my preliminary final one and done selections for this week. And then we will get out of here. Sweet 16 and above, 9K and above. I will start with Spieth. I think the course off the tee is going to be, I wouldn't say important, but it'd be a bonus. There's a lot of dog legs that I think these guys can cut off if they're long enough. And give them an advantage. So if you're not long enough, some of those landing spots, there's a ton of bunkers. I don't know if I said that earlier, but a ton of bunkers out here. And so, especially around the greens, I think there's like 110 total and like 50 to 60 around the greens. But a lot of those landing spots, if you're not quite long enough, they have the bunkers placed in the right spot. So you can't cut the corner if you don't think you're long enough. And so you'll play a little bit longer than others. So I do think the off the tee distance, and if you're accurate, will be a plus. That's almost every week, but I do think it'll be an advantage this week. And then just the creativity in general around an AW Tillinghast course, especially around the greens, always comes into play. All that kind of screams Spieth to me. And the next guy I mentioned in a second, they're kind of two of my favorites, but $9,200. I like the pricing. I don't think he'll be super high owned, because I think there's, people will go to Rory. I still think Colin will be popular. JT's, coming in great form. A lot of these guys will be spread out. So I think we could get like a, 15-16% type number, maybe 18 at the high end, but great price, great form. I think the game's there. He looks sharp on Sunday. Take that momentum and ride it this week. $9,200. I'll have plenty of Spieth. Then the next guy, Cantlay, same thing. His only issue lately has been putting, and now we get him back where he's comfortable up in the Northeast. Bent grass, his best putting surface. Could get some steam. He's 9,500, so, 2,500 off Rory. Definitely like going there. Tee to green game's been solid. No issues there. It's really just been short game and putting in general. But still decent finishes, 33rd, 36th, and 13th. RBC was 13th. Of course, he plays well at. But overall, I think he's a solid play. 9,500 really opens up the board, especially if you just fade Rory or don't want to play Rory and you start in the 9K range per se. You can really get a nice, solid balance build. Say those are your first two in, Cantlay, Spieth. You can basically go anywhere you want. The next one for me is Rory. Kind of going back to what I said earlier, just to start off, was I think he's a little underpriced comparatively. I don't know that I don't think he gets like the Scotty love this week, mainly because it's a stronger field, but I don't think he touches the 40-45%. I think 30 would kind of be the top. I think he's closer to that 25-30. And the pricing, the way it is, and the options you have, 12Ks, you can still fit plenty in there. If I'm doing, a bullet, I don't know if I go there. Three max, he's on the fence for me. Maybe you do him in one of three or two of three. But, 20 max, 50 max, all that kind of stuff, I think I'd have plenty of them and be overweight on the field. Bubble Boy for me is JT. I like Spieth and Cantlay just a hair more. I trust their consistency off the tee a little bit better. I think he gets a little more steam than those guys. I like him this week, but if he's the highest owned and plus he's a little bit more expensive than Spieth and Cantlay, that's the only reason why I'd have him on the bubble is, I don't say I pass on him, but he'd move down the board for me. And maybe he's in that, 20 max, 50 max pool, but I fade him in like a three max type situation. Good play. He rates out top five for me overall. It's just you can't play everybody. And so he would be the bubble boy for me right now. It's close between him and Rory. I trust Rory a little bit better, especially off the tee. So I have JT as the bubble boy there. So 9K and above, I got Spieth, 9,200. Cantlay, 9,500. Rory, 12,000. Bubble boy is JT, 10K. AK range, we'll kick it off with Mav. Been playing a lot of them. Not gonna shy away. 8,300, fair price. Deep dive stats last night. He's 10th in rolling stats, 15th in putting, 8th in course fit, 7th overall. Really looks strong all the way across the board. Great price. Great form coming in. A third, a 32nd, a third. 32nd was at the Masters, and then Valero and RBC got, you know, two third places. So putting good, puts well on bent. Just strong game all the way around. I think his game is as strong as it's been in his career. Definitely don't mind going there. And I don't think he sees a ton of love, because I think this is a week I do think the AK range may see a little bit of squeeze, because so many guys want to try to get Rory, Morikawa, JT, Xander, Spieth, Cantley, then even, you know, Fleetwood, Henley's going to be popular. I think there's some solid AK plays. And so even the ones that are played, I think will be much higher on. We'll get to them in a second. But I could see, you know, Mav coming in around that 10% mark, which makes him a solid play for me. Minwoo still won't get the love that I think he deserves. $8,200. We know his off the tee game strong. Overall, he's still looking, you know, playing a lot better in general. Masters, he had up and down Masters, and I get that. I won't hold that against him. He made the cut, you know, finished 49th. Didn't do great at RBC, but he's, you know, 61st. But the stats still look solid overall. You know, 11th in good drives, 11th in good approach, 3rd par 4 DK scoring, 7th in birdie or better. We know for him, for me, it really comes down to, you know, are the irons good enough to let him compete? And, you know, it's a risk-reward type situation. But I like him in general. I like the price, and I think he's going to be in that 5 to 8%. So he's a good leverage play. Solid 20-max play. Does he make the 3-max pull? He's probably on the bubble there, but definitely it would be on a 20-max pull for sure. Next guy up, I think, will be one of the popular ones, maybe the most popular in the AK range, probably for good reason. But, you know, Keegan, 8,100. We know that he does well up in this area in general. That's kind of an anecdotal type comment, but it's, you know, it's true. He's coming in good form. 8,100 feels a little cheap for him. 18th at RBC, 47th at Valero. Stats still look solid. 6th, 13th, 11th, 11th, 16th. In the top 5 stats that I'm looking at this week, you know, tee to green, he's always there. Putting's got a lot better. I almost put him as the bubble boy, but both these guys are getting, the next one, are getting similar ownership in my latest run last night. And I trust Keegan just a little bit more, especially in this atmosphere. So I left him in as my third play. And then the bubble boy is Berger. I like Berger, but if he's going to be flirting with Keegan as probably two of the highest owned in this range, you know, probably two of the top three, I would take Keegan before Berger in this situation. Like them both. Both profile very similar for me. Only reason for Berger is if they're going to, and he's $500 more. So I save money. If they're going to be close to the same ownership, I'd rather go Keegan over Berger. Berger can still make a 20 max pull for me, 50 lineups, 150 lineups for sure. But if I had to choose between those two and it was that close, then I would go Keegan. So AK range, I got Mav, 8,300. Minwoo, 8,200. Keegan, 8,100. And Bubble Boys Berger, 8,600. 7K range, guy I do not play very often, but I do think he profiles well here, is Wyndham Clark, 7,900. I think the 7K range will be spread out for the most part. You have a couple guys that will flirt with that 10 to 14% ownership. But I don't think you see anybody super chalky. He'll get some ownership. Playing good, you know, 27th at the RBC. If his off the tee game is solid, the putting can get there. He can get hot. He's a very boom bust guy. We know that. Good approach, opportunities, par five. He's top 5 in the field on all those. He's, you know, top, you know, 25% in putting. Just solid across the board. The price is what gets me, and I think he may get some ownership of that. 7,900 just feels cheap for him in this situation. So I definitely don't mind going there this week. Not a guy I click a lot, I'll admit that, but, you know, I got to put that bias aside, and I think he looks like a decent play this week. Next, David Thompson. Man, oof. I still have nightmares for that final round at the Masters. That cost me some money. He struggled badly on Sunday, but had a good week going before then. Just round 4 was he couldn't get anything going. I don't think he broke 80, if I remember right. I stopped looking because it was excruciating. But outside of that, he's been playing solid. And this course, theoretically, to me, should fit him well. And so, you know, at this price, $7,700, I don't think he gets crazy ownership, you know, sub 10% for sure. I'll go back to him. You know, one of the better, you know, good drives. He's number one in the field. We know he can get there. Obviously, I got to shake that Sunday at the Masters off, but definitely don't mind going there this week. One of my potential core plays this week for sure. Next up for me is Batia, $7,100. Not a guy I click a lot, and I don't think I would have thought I was going to go here going into the week, but he'll probably be around that 10% mark. The pricing feels good, $7,100. Seventh in good drives, ninth in opportunity, seventh in par four DK scoring, fifth in birdie or better, 20th in good approach, sixth in putting, just some solid numbers all the way across the board. He's had okay results lately, 42nd at the Heritage, 42nd at the Masters. It's really the price and opportunity. I mean, his ceiling, he can get there. We know that. Can definitely be around there and compete on Sunday. So at $7,100, I definitely don't mind some Batia this week. Bubble boy for me is Keith Mitchell, $7,400. I said it on the last pod, and he's kind of held true to it. I mean, he starts so strong, and he just struggles to put together four rounds, and especially on a Sunday, he falls apart more times than not. Great showdown play, especially round one lately, but, you know, that round four kind of – but this price, $7,400, you know, like he kind of put it together at the Valero, finished 12th. When I don't need him to win or anything like that, I can stomach, you know, the can't put it together for four rounds a little bit more, because I think he's still going to be around to compete and be there on Sunday. Even if he has a, you know, he falls off a little bit, so be it, as long as he can, you know, be in that top 20 potential going into Sunday, you know, with the upside there for $7,400, definitely don't mind it. But I think he probably might be the highest owned in this range. So that's the only reason for the bubble boy is, if he's the highest owned, I definitely will look elsewhere first. And then if he makes the pool, he makes the pool. But on paper, you know, looks like a solid play. We'll just see how the ownership shakes out tonight when I get final rankings and ownership and everything out. So 7K range, Clark, $7,900. Thompson, $7,700. Batia, $7,100. Bubble boy is Mitchell, $7,400. 6K range. Start with EBR. Great Sunday. Actually, great weekend. Outscored Scotty by one, ironically, or, you know, crazy enough, looking how well Scotty played. I think EBR was like, you know, WTF on, you know, he shoots 6 under, I think, on the front nine. Didn't make up a shot at all. I do like that sitting there watching Scotty not go anywhere and you're lighting it up, that he kept the foot on the pedal and finished strong. $6,200 feels like a really low price for him. And I'm just going to carry that momentum into this week. I think he's a very strong play. Ownership may get up there, but you're talking 5-6%, so I'm not too worried about it. At the price and the upside and everything, I definitely like EBR this week, $6,200. Ryan Gerard, $6,600, guy I've been playing a lot of. We'll continue to go there. Solid off the tee. Second at Valero, 27th at RBC. He did miss a cut last week. Actually, I think he was my one missed cut of my 5 or 6, but I'll go back for the bounce back. Don't mind that at all. Good price, probably right there in that 4-6% range on ownership as well. Jaeger, $6,800. Played him a decent amount last week. I think he was in my main lineup. He made the cut. He just didn't do anything on the weekend, especially Sunday. Struggled. You know, okay form coming in. He's, you know, 52nd, 32nd, 56th last week. So, you know, decent. I think his upside's a lot better, but he just has to put it all together. He's had some really great rounds. He's kind of struggled in the middle, similar to Mitchell, but at the price, you know, for the upside, he's a guy that probably doesn't make the core for me, but he definitely is a 20 max potential. Probably doesn't make that 3 max, but he's in the pool for that 20 max. And I think a solid play and solid upside this week. We know he can get hot anywhere. And at that, with that type of game, with this course and the softness and all that, I definitely go back to him. Bubble boy for me is Bridgman. Used to kind of be a little secret of ours, but definitely it's caught on in the industry. Really, for me, I think he'll still garnish the ownership he's got. He'll be up there with those guys. That's, you know, same 5-6% that the top, I think that's the highest of the 6K range in general. You may see some guys filter to 7-8% just because there's only 72 guys this week. But, you know, the form's not as great. a miscut, a 61st. Didn't play the Masters, obviously, and didn't play Valero, but I think his game's still there. Leans on the putter at times, can get hot. He's fourth in putting. I like him. I like playing him in general, but I like him more when he's kind of under the radar. Maybe more of a showdown play for me. If for some reason we get to the nine and no one's really on him, I definitely don't mind tossing him in that pool. But he's just slightly behind those other guys for me as a bubble boy. So 6K range for me, EVR 6,200. Gerard, 6,600. Jaeger, 6,800. Then Bubble Boy is Bridgman, 6,400. My fade of the week is Fleetwood. He'll be, you know, $9,300. He'll be, you know, 15, 18% owned. Been playing good. I just not my guy I want to be on this week. I like, you know, I'd much rather go to Spieth or pay up $200 more for Cantlay. I'll fade that ownership. Got to fade someone. So I don't mind the play if you want to go there, if that's your guy, but not for me this week. Sleeper of the week for me, I'm going to go back to Sam Stevens. I liked him last week. Solid week for him again. 6,700. I got him kind of coming in that 3 to 4% range. He finished third last week, 13th in good drives, 18th in putting. If he can get the irons dialed in, hit enough greens, I think he can be in play in that, you know, 2 to 4% ownership and 6,700 coming off a strong week last week. Definitely a good, you know, flyer in your pools at that low ownership. Some gut feel plays for me. I like Connors. I do think he could be chalky at 8,800. It feels a hair cheap. Don't mind going there if you want to go there. Obviously, he's a gut feel play for me, so he's potentially to make my 20 max pool. Watch the ownership, though. If he winds up creeping up to where he's 20-plus percent, might be a fade. Straka. I know he's going to be there with Keegan and those guys as one of those higher owned in the 8K range, which I get it. Overall game has been solid this year. No reason not to play him, but he's just a hair below those other guys for me that I had above. Siwoo, definitely playing a much stronger right now. 8th at RBC, 15th at CJ Cup. Don't mind him. Willie Z, risk reward there for sure, but at $7,300 and probably 2% owned. Don't mind taking some stabs there. Michael Kim, you know, was kind of the DFS darling for a little while, a little bit off the radar, 7K. I mean, his game can fit here for sure. You know, 27th at the Masters is still solid. 54th at RBC. Took last week off. Maybe get the batteries recharged. Don't mind going there. Ben Griffin, you know, coming off he was part of the Novak team championship at Zurich. Missed a cut last week, but I don't mind going back there. And then Pendrith, 7,100, I believe. Yes, 7,100. Up and down the last few weeks. Miscut at the Masters, 42nd RBC, miscut last week. But still second in good drives, fourth in good approach. At that price and probably a 5, 6% ownership. Definitely don't mind having some of him if you're doing 20 max or more. Betting top five of the pop and two long shots provided by Underdog. Links in the description. Use the code GUP, dollar for dollar match on that. For me, I like Spieth, 25 to 1. Cantlay, 20 to 1. Bradley, 50 to 55 to 1. Minwoo, 55, 60 to 1. Then Davis Thompson, 60 to 70 to 1. Two long shots. I like EVR, 125 to 1. And then Gerard, 125 to 1 as well. One and done, big pot this week. A lot of money up top. I like Cantlay. I think this is a good spot for him if you've been saving him. Spieth, I think a lot of people's probably still saved him. Certainly don't mind going there. Probably my lean. I've used Cantlay in a couple of mine, but I do have him available, so I may mix those two up. I don't mind JT if you want to go there. Bradley would kind of be my little bit down the board play that I don't mind going to if you want to take that chance. And then Rory, I think, is in play. I think a lot of people have probably already used him or are planning to use him at either next week at Quail Hollow or at the British Open, you know, in Ireland. So you may get him at low ownership this week. And I'm strongly thinking about using him. I haven't used him yet. I know he was used a ton at the Masters. So you could get a low ownership, big pot. Can he come back and win again? I don't see why not. You're at the point of the year where you can kind of start planning out your where you stand and where you're going to use the big money guys, you know, these signature events, especially this run we got coming up. Like I mentioned, you got this week is a big money. Next week, PGA Championship. the Memorial, U.S. Open, and Travelers all in the next, you know, 6 weeks. A lot of big dollars there to win in the one and done pot. So it wouldn't hurt to sit down and kind of pencil who you think you may use. Always got to factor in, are you going to use a live guy at one of the majors? Because you only get so many opportunities with those. So for now, those are my five that I like. I'll have my final five out with the final thoughts tonight. Again, super early Saturday morning, or sorry, Saturday morning, Wednesday morning. Got to go get the kiddos ready for school. I will try to get this out before lunch, if not around lunch. And then I'll have all the final content out this evening. Hope you guys have a great week. I'm looking forward to it. PGA Championship week should be awesome. Looks like we're going to have a star-studded field, which, I mean, we should, but a lot of great storylines and great form. See who comes out this week looking great as well. I mean, imagine Spieth getting a win. And now you got Rory coming off one of the Masters. Bryson, you know, been in the final group last 4 or 5 weeks, plus a win last week. Spieth wins this week. You know, can he close the – even if he doesn't win, maybe he's just up there, another, you know, top five finish. You know, is he live to close the Grand Slam for him? Cantlay could show up this week, and he's been playing well. I think he's kind of under the radar because he just – short game's been terrible. But, you know, there could be a lot of – great storylines going into next week and looking forward to it. So, guys, hope you guys have a great Wednesday. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you soon.